Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. We are thrilled to welcome to KDWA our friend Amanda Biggis. She is here to tell us about Trellis, which is a wonderful nonprofit agency. And we always love when she comes in to really fill us in about things that we can do to help assist those that are aging, as we all are, to continue to just become the best that they can be. So, Amanda, how great to chat with you. How are you and what is new?
I'm doing well. It's great to chat with you, too. It's been a little while, so I always love to join you and kind of fill you in on what's going on. So, you know, we're here kind of to talk about the unwinding of the Medicare and Medicaid and end of public health emergency. And so I'm happy to be here to talk with you about that today.
Well, I have to tell you, you just said a couple words that are very daunting to most people. And I think anything that you can do to really help us better understand, as you mentioned, the unwinding or whatever, will you kind of give a background about what has happened and now as we're moving forward, what is going to happen with these programs?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, first let me just give a little reminder of who we are at Trellis and Senior Linkage Line, kind of our role in this. We are at Trellis a nonprofit. We're a federally designated area agency on aging for the 7-county metro area. And our mission is to assist individuals to age well and develop the capacities of communities to care for an aging population. So with that, you know, at Trellis, we provide services, connections, and innovations to help people thrive as they age. And the one program that I work most closely with is the Senior Linkage Line, which was talked about on here before, but just as a reminder, it's a free information and assistance line. So anybody can call, family, caregivers, older adults. We take calls Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. I'll give that number here, and I'll give it again before we leave, but 800-333-2433 is the number for the Senior Linkage Line. And we really are a great resource for all things related to aging. And as you said, we are all aging. So it's kind of the one thing we've got in common. And so everybody kind of always asks, well, do you have to be a certain age to call the Senior Linkage Line? No, you don't. Anybody can call. So the unwinding of the medical assistance and the Minnesota Care and the Medicare, you are right. It is very daunting. And Senior Linkage Line is a great resource for that as well. So our role is to kind of explain what this is and then help people understand what to do. So you asked for a little background. So like all states, Minnesota has maintained health care coverage for its medical assistance, which is what Minnesota calls their Medicaid. So anybody who's been on medical assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic has not lost that eligibility or that coverage. So since March of 2020, anybody who newly gained eligibility or already had eligibility for either that medical assistance or Minnesota Care, they've remained enrolled regardless of most changes in their life that previously would have affected their coverage. So this has really helped Minnesotans access care during that global pandemic and maintain high insurance coverage rates in the state. And because of this, so many people, it grew by more than 360,000 people, up to 1.5 million Minnesotans who now have that care through either medical assistance or Minnesota Care. So 1 in 4 residents living in Minnesota now get their health care coverage through these public health care programs.
Can I just go back just a little bit to Amanda? One of the things I really respect about what Trellis does and certainly about the Senior Linkage Line, if you call there, you are not getting a sales pitch from anybody. You do your due diligence and flesh out all of these organizations and you give recommendations just based on what is right for each individual person. Can you explain that a little bit more? Because I think people are weary of taking advice because they think it's tied to something else, but you really take an altruistic approach to this.
Yeah, absolutely. So Senior Linkage Line is completely neutral and unbiased. So we don't recommend one service or provider over another. So really, when you call us, we're going to listen to your situation and we're going to help find the best solution for you. You know, we don't make decisions for people. So, you know, if you're looking for somebody to do that, I always say, you know, we're not going to make the decision for you, but we're going to present you with the best options for your situation and then help you make that informed choice. We're also free, so this is really important, you know, when it comes to like things like Medicare or different plan options for Medicare Advantage plans. You know, we have no financial gain from any decision you make. So we're not going to charge you anything. We're not going to get any money from that. We're really just trying to help you make the best choice for your situation.
It's so great to know. Thank you. And I'm sorry to disrupt your train of thought, but I was just thinking of that, and I thought, oh gosh, that's a huge point about what you do.
Well, and it really is too, you know, because when we talk about all these different things, especially, you know, this topic too with medical assistance and Medicare, you know, it's a good point. Why should you listen to us of all of these things? And, you know, I think that helps is that, you know, we are completely unbiased. We're free. We're here to help. So it is a really important note to hit.
Thank you.
So, you know, I think what's important to know now, so we've had this continuous coverage and there's been no changes in eligibility, but now the public health emergency is ending. So now what? Very recently, spring of 2023 of this year, Congress passed legislation requiring states to return to their standard eligibility procedures, which that means every year you have to submit a renewal for your eligibility for either medical assistance or Minnesota Care. So that means that most of these 1.5 million Minnesotans who are enrolled in medical assistance and Minnesota Care will need to have their eligibility for these programs reviewed through the renewal process. Now, that's quite a task because that's a lot of people who have either maybe not gone through this renewal process before or haven't for a very long time. And so, you know, when these renewals resume, some enrollees will lose their public health care coverage because they no longer meet those eligibility requirements. But some of these enrollees will remain eligible for coverage, but they might lose it due to barriers in their renewal process. You know, they might not receive their notice because their address has changed, or you know, that return paperwork doesn't get filled out, or it gets lost, or you know, other issues that might be actually unrelated to their eligibility status. New workers who are just going through this process for the first time, you know, so there's a lot of kind of balls up in the air to make all of this work. So really, you know, our role at Trellis and the Senior Linkage Line is to make sure that anyone who is on medical assistance, you know, especially those over 65 who are dually eligible for both medical assistance and Medicare, because, you know, when all of this was happening and you couldn't lose your eligibility, those who were dually eligible, their medical assistance and their Medicare kind of became bound together. And that's kind of why this is called the unwinding. You know, we're kind of pulling those apart now to be able to evaluate that eligibility. So those who have both medical assistance and Medicare, it's important for them to know that this renewal process is coming. It's important for them to have their address updated so they receive any important mail. It's important to fill out any paperwork that comes in the mail so that they know and are prepared so they're not risking any gaps in their coverage.
So what does this time like look like for folks that are going to renew their coverage?
Yeah, the renewal process is starting. They're starting to send out those renewal letters, and the first renewal eligibilities will begin in July. So renewals for medical assistance enrollees take place based on the anniversary month of your application for coverage. So it's going to look different for different people. So again, give an example. So if you applied for medical assistance in July, you have a July medical assistance renewal. So if you're still eligible for coverage, your renewal paperwork will need to be completed, submitted, and processed by your county or tribe by June 30th for your coverage to continue on July 1st.
Are you saying that you actually could help us if we had questions about that at the Senior Linkage Line?
Yeah, so we can absolutely answer questions. We can't fill out the renewal paperwork for you, but we can help answer questions if you have any questions about what information is needed. You know, for example, you know, you might need to have pay stubs if you have wages, or you might need to have federal income tax return or business records, things like that. So we could help you, you know, identify what you might need and be prepared for that renewal process.
And Amanda, do we get that paperwork online? Does that come to us in the mail, or how does that work?
That's a great question. So it's going to come in the mail. So it's very important, if you have a renewal coming up, to check your mail, be watching in the mail. DHS will send a notice explaining what to do. And if you are able to automatically renew, a notice will be sent with an information summary. The person then must review that information summary to make sure all the information is correct. So that's another important step, is to review anything that comes in the mail, make sure that it's correct. Nothing else needs to be done then if it's all correct, and then it will automatically renew unless there's a change or a correction to report. But not everybody is eligible for that to automatically renew. So if you cannot automatically renew, DHS will send a renewal form to the enrollee. That form must then be returned with all the information needed by the due date. And in this, you know, the example I gave, that was June 30th, so the day before your eligibility would renew. And then when that completed form is received, there will be a decision made whether or not you'll remain eligible. And then if you're not, for whatever reason, you do have the right to appeal that. The most important thing, I think, is to make sure your information is correct.
And again, that's something that you should know if you've been getting regular communication. Does it come from the Department of Health, or who is it coming from?
Yeah, so it comes from DHS, so Department of Human Services, and they are putting on their renewal letters a blue circle. It's kind of like a navy blue circle. And so the front of the envelope will have that navy blue circle. I think it says, you know, renewal, or it says something in the circle on the front of the envelope, so that when you get that, you know it's not a junk letter or a spam, or you know that it's an important thing. So I think I saw on their website they had a little slogan that said, when you see the circle in blue, it's time to renew, or something like that, to kind of help people know that when they see that, that's an important document and you need to pay attention to that.
So again, that's just for medical assistance. People on Medicare won't be looking for something in the mail, or will they?
So if you are on medical assistance and Medicare, that's going to still be something that will be important to you. If you're just on Medicare and you don't have medical assistance as well, then you will not be receiving that renewal letter. So it's just for the people who have been dually eligible with both medical assistance and Medicare. It also pertains to Minnesota Care as well. You know, we deal mostly with people who have Medicare because we work with a lot of older adults, but you know, this is also for people on Minnesota Care or who just have medical assistance.
And what are the changes with Minnesota Care?
So this is a very similar process. The timeline is a little bit different with Minnesota Care. Those renewals are going to begin October of 2023, so it's delayed a little bit more than medical assistance. But if you are on Minnesota Care, the same process will happen. So you'll receive that renewal notice in the mail. DHS has been sending out kind of notice letters. So they started back in April sending out letters to people saying, you know, hey, this is coming up. Be watching for things in the mail. Make sure your information is correct. So if you are somebody who has medical assistance or Minnesota Care, you should have already kind of started to see this information in the mail. And then those renewals will be coming, again, same thing as medical assistance. If you have Minnesota Care, 3 months before your renewal date, you're going to get that renewal letter in the mail.
And Amanda, can you tell us how we can better prepare for this renewal process?
Yes. So again, the most important thing is updating that contact information, your address. Make sure your address is correct so that you are receiving any important information in the mail. Gather any appropriate paperwork in advance, so when you get that renewal letter, you have everything you need to be able to submit your renewal. So, you know, I mentioned pay stubs, federal income tax return, documentation or copies of checks if you have other kinds of income. So things like that, just to kind of have ready and be ready for this renewal form.
And if people want to learn more information, how can they go about doing that, please?
The Senior Linkage Line is always a really great place to call if you don't know where to start. You always say if you're having trouble and you don't know where to go, Senior Linkage Line is a perfect place to call. You know, we can kind of help with this process and know what to expect and what to be ready for. DHS also has a really great website called a Renew My Coverage Dashboard. So I'll give that website here. That's mn.gov/DHS/Renew My Coverage. I can say that one more time. It's kind of a long one. mn.gov/DHS/Renew My Coverage. You can also call your county or tribal office as well. So lots of resources to be able to help. You know, I think the biggest thing is to just make sure that, you know, if you have medical assistance or Minnesota Care, that you are keeping an eye on your mail. We'd love if you help us get the word out so that, you know, as many people as possible don't risk a gap in their insurance coverage. And just make sure you, again, you're checking that mail, looking for that blue circle to make sure that you get that renewal.
And Amanda, when you talk to older adults, are they so grateful for any of this information and help that you give from Trellis? Because I'm just listening to you and I'm thinking, what a wealth of information you are.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we go to a lot of events out in the community, and we get to, you know, my role specifically, I get to hear from people firsthand, you know, when they call the Senior Linkage Line, you know, how helpful it was for them. You know, not just for things like Medicare and health insurance, but, you know, also with housing options or caregiver support. There's a lot of things that as you age, you know, things aren't always easy. Or if you're helping a loved one who is, you know, moving into memory care or, you know, is really struggling with their Medicare plan, it's really hard stuff sometimes. And so to have a place to call that is there for support, it can offer resources, can answer questions. You know, it's just really nice to have that available.
Well, Amanda, we're so grateful for your time and to have you available. Amanda Bigas with Trellis. And again, that Senior Linkage Line is 1-800-333-2433. Thanks so much. We really appreciate your time today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.